What up, everyone? I think we might be live right now. I'm not sure.
We are live, sis. You are actually right. Ulysses Butcher here with my sister, Kelly V.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
This is it. We're doing it.
We're going out with the technology, but yeah, it's okay. It's all good.
Hey, Kelly?
Yep.
All right. I just decided I was going to call in myself. And so here we are. Yummy Liberation with Kelly V.
Yummy Liberation. This name has been around forever. And I'm so excited that it turned into this.
So talk to me about Yummy Liberation. I mean, you know, I always talk about liberation as it relates to reconciliation and forgiving, but Yummy Liberation is all some other stuff. By the way, anybody who's listening, this is Sex and the Struggle, the Yummy Liberation version with Kelly V. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter, and you are listening to the wonderful Kelly Vandiver. And Kelly going to tell you all about her. You're going to hear all about me. And if you want to call in and join us, you want to call 657-383-0185. We're going to freestyle some today just to get you up to speed about who we are, what we're up to, why we're doing this. And you're going to love it. So if you want to join us, 657-383-0185, Kelly V, Yummy Liberation.
What's that?
What is that?
Oh, my gosh. So Yummy Liberation is actually, years ago, there was a young woman, in one of the circles that I am in, and this chick happened to be like an awesome branding expert, and I was like, you know, this is, you know, the work that I do. Anyway, she was going to come up with like the name for my next offering / program / whatever. And anyway, after all of the work that we did together, she came up with that name for me. And I was like, I love that name. So it's been up on the shelf for a while. And at the bones of it, it's just, you know, the work that I do with women is all inspired by these women. And I witness so many women on a daily basis in the work that I do who struggle around their own identity, their own sexuality, and they are they're struggling unnecessarily, and they're in resistance. Like I was for so many years of my life. And I know that it's just not necessary. And so, yeah, I work with women to set them free from all of the shit and programming that's been placed upon them for so long. I do this work to help them just live freer lives, happier lives, more fulfilling lives. And so, yeah, that's what Yummy Liberation is all about to me.
Well, I've had an opportunity to be in your space, watch some of the things that you do. I just love some of your random Facebook posts. They're funny as hell.
Thank you.
You know, what I'm going to do maybe the next time we're on, and we're going to do this. We're threatening to do this, folks, once a week, Tuesday, 1 p.m. This is where you're going to find Yummy Liberation. Now, I do Sex and the Struggle this evening, 9 o'clock p.m., right here, Blog Talk Radio. But every Tuesday at 1 p.m., it's me and Kelly V. And so what I'm going to be doing is compiling some of my best Kelly V quotes of the week. And I'm going to bring them back every week. And I'm going to say, hey, Kelly, what was that one all about? Because you just drop some incredibly funny shit sometimes. And I think that this stuff needs to be cataloged. And if it ain't cataloged, at least somebody needs to acknowledge the brilliance behind some of these quotes you come up with. And so I'm going to take that up as my responsibility, if that's okay with you.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. So So what is it that's so, when you say some of these things are funny as hell and they're great, what is it that you find so funny and interesting? Like, what is the theme behind what you find so funny and great?
Thing that I think of is that I love your freedom. I love your boldness. I love your, you just do your thing. You know, you are as free as they come. I've talked to a lot of men and women alike. And in this world, this what we'll call the sex positive world, there's some people that kind of dibble and dabble in it. And there's some people that kind of play on the periphery of it. You know, they say that they believe in certain things, but I don't know that they are deep into it. And then there are other people who are like bold out front, like, this is my life, this is who I am, this is how I roll. And there's no distinction between the so-called personal and public persona. You don't get something different in personal life than you do in the public life. So I'll tell you, I want to give you a specific example. I know people who sell for a particular company whose name I'm not going to mention, and this one really gets to me, but there's a group that sells products to women. They sell sensual products to women. And I've been in contact with a number of their representatives who exhibit a certain kind of shame around what they do. And they probably wouldn't call it shame. Some of them call it discretion. But they don't want everyone to know what it is that they're doing. So it's like some of them have part-time jobs. Some of them do this part-time, and then they have other jobs. And from their standpoint, it's important to keep those things separate. What they do with the sensual, sexual passion stuff must be separate from their 9-to-5. When I look at you, your stuff is your stuff. That's who you are. People aren't going to get one thing from you in one conversation and another thing. There's a continuity and authenticity that I absolutely love. And it's refreshing to me, Kelly. That's really what I'm saying. It's refreshing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, because so many people, like in life, they're separating. And this is just one example where you're separating sex from life itself, right? Like, we've done that as a culture. Sex has been like minused out from life. So,
that's a beautiful way of putting that, Kelly.
Yeah. It's just another, form of, you know, separating sex from life. Like, that example that you just gave is so prevalent throughout every fucking like industry, through every it's just a great parallel for so many other examples. And then what is the difference between discretion and shame? Like, what's the difference? Is there a difference? You know what I mean? Because if you have like swallowed your truth, and I talk about this a lot, like when I work with clients, like if you've swallowed like the truth of who you are, and like your truth becomes you and you are truth, right? Those two aren't separate from one another. Like sex, your sexuality, the way you walk around in this world, those two things are it's just like one and the same when you've swallowed who you are. Mm-hmm. So that's how you can tell a person who is woke, and not so much completely yet. And it's actually a great tool to use, like when you're talking to people and you can hear their resistance around sexuality. I know immediately there are blocks there.
Excellent point. This is why I'm taking these notes. Go ahead, please.
Okay, no, sorry. No, you go ahead. So I listened to that whole thing that you just said. And so, it's just another example of sex being like sucked out of life itself. And let's have discretion around that, right? Because it's sexual. And so, I think discretion, quote unquote, and shame in the terms you were just talking about, I think that there's really, it's the same thing. Discretion is shame in that type of situation, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that. I think, you know, some people try to play that game, Kelly, of being discreet, and they're hiding. And,
right.
You know, you got to be honest with yourself around what it is that you're doing. I made the comment to someone that imagine, this might be a wacky-ass analogy, but I'm going to try it anyway. Imagine walking
just
into McDonald's. I'm going to try it here, all right? Walking to McDonald's, and none of us do, of course, but we walk into McDonald's and you ask for a Big Mac, and the guy behind the counter is like, you know, you probably don't want to eat that. That's probably not good for you. How long would that person have that job talking about you probably don't want to eat that Big Mac? Well, to me, when I listen to people hide behind the products and or services they sell that are supposed to enhance human sexuality, when I listen to people who are supposed to be selling this, advocating for it, talk about the need to be discreet and quiet around it, I can't trust that. It's just difficult for me to trust a person who's saying, I need to be discreet. Because it seems to me, Kelly, that the people that you're selling to are wanting you to sell with a particular kind of conviction. They want to buy in because you believe. A lot of times, you know it, people will buy not the product or service, but the person that's behind the product or service.
Right. So my question is that, and this is just like I'm interested, right? So like, first of all, any person that hides or whatever, like in anything that they're selling or doing in their life, like those people aren't in their truth, obviously, right? And you can't trust that. And you're going to feel that as a human being when you can't trust someone because you don't feel like they're grounded in their truth. But so is this company, do they teach that, this in particular company? Do they teach, like, be discreet, or do they do that? Or is this, like, just this individual person? Like, do they say that as a brand, like?
I don't know, and I would love to find out. And this is just something that I discovered since I've been promoting Sex and the Struggle, Let's Get It On.
Okay.
I was looking for people to partner with. And so my hope is that that's not true. It's my hope that the company isn't saying, be so discreet.
You need to hide this.
Right. My hope is that, and I'm just guessing, Kelly, it seems to me like the company would want proud sales representatives, proud
consultants. Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing. So
yeah,
I'm going to keep
exploring
in that area.
So I would think that this person, but I would think that this person probably is just, they're not like grounded in their truth. And it's normal. It's normal for like 99% of the population. So it's like, there are so many who just aren't quite there yet, right? They don't have that like conviction, like, yeah, like I fucking got here via sex, like, it's how we're made, like it's how we got here. We are the winning fucking sperm. We won that fucking contest, and now we're here. And gosh, this is a miraculous fucking thing. And let's like talk about it because it's happy and fun and playful and enjoyable, right?
Right.
So there's so much bullshit around it, which is why sex is in the struggle in the first place, right?
Right.
I think, when people aren't grounded in their truth, they're not grounded in their sexuality. And I think that's the basis of everything.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, that was the wonderful Kelly V, Kelly Vandiver. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, me, Ulysses Butch Slaughter, and her, Kelly Vandiver, Kelly V, we are going to be giving you Yummy Liberation. This is our first crack at this, and we're going to do this every week, 1 p.m. So
every
you want to lock us down. And you know what, Kelly? It will be on demand, so we'll be able to make this thing, you know, available for you to listen to. Maybe we'll email it to some folks if they ask for us, but we'll create some MP3s and we'll share this stuff with people. But I think if you're listening right now and you want to check in with Kelly V, you can do that live. 657-383-0185 is the number you want to call. Again, that's 657-383-0185. Kelly, for people who might just be tuning in right now, and I know people are going to be tuning in like crazy. It's going to be hard to walk out the house soon. People are going to be out standing outside your house. And, oh, Kelly, help me, help me, help me. But for now, people want to know, what's Kelly? What's Kelly all about? What's the Kelly like story? What's the Kelly thing? Do you put your pants on one leg at a time? You know, what's the conviction? Let's have it. Who is Kelly V?
Kelly V is a woman.
Wait a minute. Wait, that was a long ass pause. I thought I had lost you.
Was that really that long? Bullshit. No, it wasn't. I like to be so thoughtful in my answers. What was it? 5 whole seconds?
It might have been. I hope the FCC doesn't penalize us for that, Kelly.
Oh,
you know they used to do that shit. You know they used to do that where, you know, you don't say something within 5. Yeah. I'll let you know if you get a bill. But anyway, you were saying.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, it would be your bill to pay because you asked me a very important question. So, Kelly Vanvert is a woman who has you know, been in places in time in her life where she just felt like, where I felt like a total failure, like a total victim, and very awkward and weird and broken and like totally dysfunctional in every way. And learned otherwise because I completely went inward and cocooned myself for like a year and a half and got to the other side of all of that and have completely transformed my life and the way that I thought and the way that I walked around in the world and the partner and the husband that I attracted, who's fucking amazing, to the abundance that I've always been able to create for myself, but even more so now in a much more relaxed, authentic way. It's just an easier way to walk around in life. And so I know the struggle. Like, I fucking know the resistance. I know what it fucking feels like to feel like waking the fuck up every day as a woman, trying to fucking kill it, trying to have everything that I want in my life and, you know, be a change maker and a light worker and help, you know, transform people's lives and figure out what, you know, what I want also and be a mom and be a wife. And I know what it's like to wear all those hats and feel a lot of pressure, but also keep it real with myself and continue on the path of upward growth and just never, never stopping. And I know what it's like to be in resistance to everything that I have now and then get to the other side of it, which is amazing. And I have that fucking story and I like know what's fucking possible. And so like, it's my mission to pass that shit on to women who are in places that I've been. Like, it's my fucking duty. So that's who the fuck I am.
Word. If you want to call in and talk to Kelly V, you want to call 657-383-0185. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter, and I am absolutely thrilled at this development of this partnership, sister.
I'm so excited.
I am too. I'm like, this is great. Go right ahead.
I have a question for you. Would you rather me call you Ulysses or Butch? Like, I've never asked you that before.
And you decided now to ask me that with all these people listening to us?
Yeah.
A test.
What?
I said, I'm going to send you a text.
Okay. Send me a text. Okay.
I like your look, Kelly. You know, just like, you know, you talked about having a story. I couldn't stand my name Ulysses for a very long time because it was my father's name. And you know my story with my father. I mean, my father killed my mother when I was 12. And last thing I wanted was to be called the same thing that people were calling him.
Okay.
And so, you know, coming through that, that struggle with my identity, you know, the name that people would call me, it took a lot of work. You know, Butch was like a rejection of my father. Butch was a rejection of what I thought was a possibility that I would be like him, that I would do things that he did. So Butch was a defense mechanism in many ways for me.
And I didn't know that.
I mean, thank you for asking. And I think it's right in line with what we're talking about and what you're talking about regarding the story and your story and the stories that women share with you. We go through some shit in life, and sometimes we get caught up in the struggle all life long. I think I hear about people sometimes that do nothing but struggle, and they'll say that's life. I don't believe that, Kelly. I don't believe it. You know, I believe that there's some challenges that we'll have in life, but I think there's a way that we can get through life with more love, more passion, more connection. And with those things, the struggles that we deal with become a hell of a lot easier. But we can't live under constant pressure without sex, without intimacy, without pleasure. And I was doing that for a very long time as Butch. So Ulysses is this new sexy motherfucker that I embrace.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my story.
I did not know any of that. Yeah, I didn't know any of that. So before you basically, so back when you were quote unquote Butch, right? And like that was your thing. You weren't enjoying intimacy. You weren't enjoying sex. You weren't enjoying pleasure maybe as much or at all. Is that right? And then when you accepted the all of who you are, your truth, your sexuality, your nature, you are now this sexy motherfucker. Like, when was that all happening? Like, how long ago?
I wish I could, like, instead of using words because they always fall short, I wish I could sometimes give people the sensations that I feel that correspond with the changes, because it's in the sensation of the change that the real truth lies. The words, you know, words, but the answer, the short answer is yes. It is amazing to me how much reconciling with my father, my late father, did for me, because reconciliation with him was reconciliation with myself. And reconciliation, I always say, leads to liberation. Reconciliation is the path to liberation, the path to freedom. And so that I was able to reconcile, come to terms with those things. That I always talk about integrating injuries for innovation, that I was able to integrate those injuries, birthed an entirely different character. I mean, the dude you're talking to is somebody entirely different than I was 7-8 years ago. I'm an entirely different guy.
Oh, totally, me too. Yeah, me too. Yeah, it reminds me, like, what we're talking about right now, like, the theme around it reminds me of, like, are you a reader of the Tao Te Ching, or no? Like, do you study that?
No, say that again.
So, the Tao, so it's a spiritual text, like the Bible or the Quran. So, it's the Tao Te Ching. Yeah, it's
so when you get a chance, send it to me. Shoot me a message.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that up.
Yeah, I will. But it reminds me, I think it's either verse 26 or 27. And I don't know the shit word for word, but basically it's the one about what's called the integral truth. And basically he talks about the integral truth being like you don't have to be anything else except just like who you are. And who you are is the integral truth. So that's that space that you take up when you've swallowed everything. Like you swallowed all of who you are. Anyway, you just have to read it. That verse is awesome. It's so much awesomeness in that verse. But but it reminds me, you know, of that. And that's the feeling that you get when you get to the other side of the beginning of transformation. And it, you do, you surface a completely different person. When you learn to swallow and like let your shit, your truth, like drop down in your fucking guts and bones and shit. So, yeah, it's a great place to be, isn't it?
Amazing. It really is amazing because it lets me know. I always quote that Shakespeare quote from Hamlet where he says, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophies. Sometimes we get stuck in our stories as if that's the only possibility. And when we swallow, as you said, we become awake to the fact that there's always more stuff that outside of the frame that we've been living in, outside of that frame is a whole nother landscape. But we keep looking in this frame like that is everything. I'm like, nah, that frame is part of a much larger and infinite landscape. And I'm just listening to you, and I can imagine what it's like to be a woman, a mom, listening to you, because you are just always so turned on and so turned up. But, you know, you practice this stuff, Kelly. Again, I watch you,
every day.
I listen to you. You practice. You're committed to this stuff, and that's a big part of this. How do you?
It is
how
huge.
Do you talk to moms when you're talking to women? How do you? Where do you typically start? Is there like some kind of normal starting spot for you when you first meet someone who is seeking your help?
You know, everything is so intuitive for me, and it always has been. So I start every person off just by like asking questions and listening, and most of the time I just get straight to it. And when I'm working with a client, you know, and they've paid me money, you know, before they do that, it's like, you know, I have a whole conversation with them. Like, listen, you're going to be in resistance to some of the shit that I say to you. You're going to feel a certain way, and your mind is going to throw up blocks, throw up resistance towards me. Know that that's going to happen. And basically I just gain permission to call them out on their shit. And it really is just a whole lot of that, you know, especially when you're talking about coaching women, being a coach, right? You're not there to like make pretty and make nice. That's not what a coach is for. Like, I'm here to push you past. I'm just here to kind of like push you past, like push you off the edge, right? Like push you off the edge, remind you of your bullshit. And then I'm here to just push you off the edge and like give you tools for the way down, right? And for how to live it once you fucking finally land, you know. It's a lot of intuition, and it's a lot of calling people out on their bullshit. And most of my clients are like just awesome. They get great results. And some people just go back to, you know, living their life the way that they lived it before. Some people just aren't ready to hear what anyone, you know, you talk to people, Ulysses, and you'll say certain shit and they just don't get it. Like they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, that's very true.
and aren't ready to like hear what it is you have to say. And so for a lot of women, you know, they, if it strikes a chord with them and it resonates, anything I have to say resonates with them, you know, I usually end up working with them. And if not, you know, sometimes I'll get, you know, mean messages and hate and emails.
Yeah.
Because sexuality triggers people. Sexuality triggers people. And so innately, whenever you are working on like deep shit, deep blocks, they always go back down. They always go back to core. They always go back to creation. They always go back to sexuality. It always goes back to sexuality and the comfort level someone has around talking about things that are really intimate. And at the core of all of that is human sexuality, sensuality, and how deep are you willing to go? And so, yeah, for a lot of people, they're just, you know, either it resonates with them and they're like, fuck yeah, hell yeah, like, let's do this, or they're in resistance. So, yeah, that's the response. I can't remember what the question was that you originally asked me at this point, but.
Yeah, well, you answered it, and you answered a number of questions. And if anybody's listening right now and they want to call in and ask a question directly with Kelly V, do that at 657-383-0185. Again, my name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter. I'm with Kelly Vandiver, and we are going to be here every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. I'm listening to you. I almost went into a trance as I was listening to you, Kelly, and I mean that seriously. There's something so confronting about talking about going back to the beginning. I've been talking so much about sex and sexuality, especially as I've been working toward Sex and the Struggle. The Let's Get It On live event thing happens this weekend in the city of Chester outside of Philadelphia. So
which
I've been
is
talking
awesome.
I'm coming your way, sister. So you tell Atlanta
yes.
to get ready for me. You know, I'm coming that way eventually, and me
I'm
and you know,
the vibes
you know,
out.
You put those vibes out there. We're gonna kick some ass down there. When you talk about going back to the beginning, sex takes us back to the beginning, and I wonder if there's like some existential thing. I often, you know, just kind of throw out what might seem like wild ideas to myself first, and then if I can trust somebody, I'll throw them out to them too. Sex takes us back to the beginning, and the beginning before all of the shit was piled on top of us, right? Before all that other stuff happened to us, through us, with us, by us. Before all of that, there was this major explosion, and you described it earlier as, you know, one of the sperm won. Somebody won and emerged victor, and now it's like, shit, this is all I get? You know, I fought up the stream, and this is what I get? There's something heavy there for me when I think about the way that we love one another, the way that we touch one another. I wonder if we can ever do it without those stories going through our heads about all of the shit that happened to us. That to me is deep. In times where I've like attempted to make love to a woman, I can think about the many times where my brain was going someplace else. I was thinking about something else, and I was trying to really be there. And like before I reconciled with my father, for example, I was like always thinking of all kinds of shit, Kelly.
Really?
And,
like
and
during sex?
Yeah, I mean, I was like fucking hating so many things. I was
wow.
like the body was there. The fucking mind was someplace else.
That is,
and you know,
so
every now
crazy.
And then, it is, and every now and then, you know, I would do something physical just to shake myself out of the mental stupor that I was in. So there was a deep detachment between my mind and my body. So it was like my body was on autopilot. My mind was unconcerned with what the body was doing. And the two could never, like, agree. And this shit is, I don't mind. I think part of who you and I are, what makes people okay with listening to us and actually trust us, is that we're okay telling the truth.
Absolutely. It's just so interesting to hear you say this. I've never heard this from, honestly, too many men. These are stories I typically hear from women, but not men. I ask my husband, I'm like, what do you think about when we're fucking? And he's always just like, I'm trying not to fucking come, okay? Like, I'm just trying not to do that because I know you'll be fucking pissed, right? So that's what he says he focuses on, and, like, that's typically the answer that I've heard. So the fact that you're sharing this is awesome. And I wonder if really most men or some men are really deeply detached while they are fucking, and literally their mind and their intention is really not with the other person, which is what makes sex so powerful and magical. Even more so when our minds are really, when we're in our body and not in our head. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. And I think that,
that's where the sexual healing is.
That is it. That is it. And so one of the things that I've done is to stay woke, I like looking in eyes. I don't like, you know, closing my eyes. I ain't one who likes the lights off. I'm not trying to avoid anything. So I want to look into the eyes of my lover. You know, I really want to sink in there. It doesn't it? I mean, it's like, you know, because, you know, there were times where I would put my head on the, like, both of us would go left. You know,
All
right.
Yes. To the left. Let me turn to the left and close my fucking eyes. I know I'm tuning your ass out. But sometimes you go to the left, right. And it's like a big red, like that's your cue. Like, okay, I'm disconnecting to a certain extent right here. Because sometimes.
Right.
You'll turn to the left just not to avoid the person so much, but kind of. But, like, you're going into your own mind. And that, to me, is a sign a lot of times. It's like, okay, you got to reconnect, right? Like, that's why looking into the eyes is so important, because you can reconnect with the person. Because sometimes we're turning to the left to go into our own minds to relax enough to go into that space, right?
Right.
That partner, right?
And I think the thing for me also is that I've been talking a lot about surrender lately, and vulnerability, and, you know, really sharing, knowing that I'm not alone here, and I don't even want to be alone here. I'm actually with the woman, my woman, in that moment. And you caught that, Kelly?
Like, my woman at that moment.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you're like, my woman for that moment in time. It might be a different one tomorrow. Or next month, whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, that was funny. Okay.
Yeah, my woman, this is what I like about you. That's what I like about you. You know, you didn't like, you know, veer off on me. It's like you were looking me in my eyes when I made that statement, and I didn't realize you were looking at me, and you heard me, and shit, you know. Anyway, so being there is important, because it's the connection. It's where it's happening, right? And there's the proverbial third thing is going on. It ain't just about me. This is not about me. It's about us.
Right.
And that amplification, the amplification of that energy is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking amazing.
Makes all the difference.
It absolutely makes all the freaking difference.
Yeah.
I want to welcome people again. If you are listening and you want to call in, this is Yummy Liberation with Kelly V.
Yes. Yummy, yummy stuff.
Yummy. We're gonna have to come up with like a theme song or something. But it'll have to be us. We can't come up with a theme song that we don't sing or we don't say something. So maybe it's like an acapella
thing.
Okay. Well, you know,
I'm a singer. I actually have a fucking song on iTunes. Like I can sing. Can you do a little bit of like, yeah, we can totally do that. Do you have a singing voice?
Sometimes. I actually think I know how to do something sometimes.
Okay.
So,
well, we can see about that. I'll be the judge of that.
It's your show. You have to be the judge of that. I'm auditioning. I'm auditioning for the Yummy Liberation Show.
But we do need a theme song.
Hey, I'm curious.
But
like,
yeah,
if somebody asked you, what was your theme song? What would you say?
Oh God, what is my theme song? Oh gosh.
I'm gonna let you think about it because see, I got one.
Okay.
Already. I don't even have to think about this. So, Grace Jones made this song ages ago called "Slave to the Rhythm." That's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's my shit. You know, I'm a disco kind of kinky kind of. I'm that kind of guy. I'm a Grace Jones kind of guy. And "Slave to the Rhythm," just that's it for me. That's always been it since 1982, 83, when I first heard that, 85, whenever that shit was. It's been "Slave to the Rhythm." I don't even have to think about it. I can make some shit up, but I'd be lying. It's "Slave to the Rhythm." It hasn't changed. I hope it never does.
I have to listen to that song. I don't know that song, but I'm going to listen to it now, "Slave to the Rhythm."
Okay. And so you're going to think about yours, and you're
going
to get back to me?
Because I don't want to just be flippant in my answer. I'm just not.
Well, I need to know, how can it really be yours if you got to think about this shit, though, Kelly? I mean, honestly.
Because there are so many great theme songs for me. Like,
No. I mean, a theme song is a theme song, Kelly.
Okay.
You can't be. We've been talking about this for 5 minutes now.
No, we haven't.
I don't know. Well, maybe it's been
I've
two.
I've been
you know,
listening
sometimes
to
I,
you mostly.
I'm dyslexic, so I can't remember.
Oh, well, I can't think of two things at once. So, yeah, I have to think about that one. I have to think of my theme song. Like, what is my fucking theme song? Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind when you said it was, like, I'm a survivor. I don't know why that fucking song came in my mind.
Who sings that? That sounds familiar, but who sings
I'm
that?
I'm a survivor, I'm gonna
That's
make
not like,
it,
end up, what's
survivor.
That? Beyonce's
I'm
over?
Oh, who is that? Is that Beyonce?
You do have a singing voice.
Yeah, I do.
Is that,
yeah,
I don't know.
That song came in my mind, but I really don't think that that's my theme song. I just have to think about it. That's the first thing.
You stalling. So you're just going to start saying shit while you think about your theme song?
Anyways, that's my theme song for now. Whatever that song is by Beyonce.
It's kind of like it's kind of like the woman that I'm with at the moment. It's my woman.
Oh.
Kind of like that.
Your woman? Yeah.
You know, the
like
woman
that.
You guys I'm looking at? Right. Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah,
I mean, if I can say that, you can say that about your theme song. It's all good.
Yeah. See?
Who am I to say that can be your theme song for the moment?
For the moment. That's what it is. It's going to be a really good one. The one I come up with next is going to be a really good one. but yeah. So, yeah, you were talking about it's not about me. It's all about us. You were talking about when you're in the moment, right? And I think that when a man goes there and he's like, this is all about us, right? I'm going to connect with her and I'm really going to feel her. It makes all the difference in the world in the sex and in the experience. For sure.
I agree.
And a woman can feel that. A woman can feel that from her man. for sure. Mm-hmm. Whether it's mm-hmm. just her man for the moment or she's been with this man for a long time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, mm-hmm. you can feel the intention. So how often, just wondering, so now when you're practicing, right, and you're in your sexual practice, do you find that you're 100% always in surrender and vulnerability and in the mode of operation, like, this is not just about me, this is about us and our connection and, like, just having this amazing, great experience. Do you find yourself in that mode all the time, or are you still, like, foot in the water of I'm going to turn to the left and go inward for a little bit first, or maybe all together? Do you, okay, is so, there a ratio for that for you personally?
Oh, really, a ratio, though? I mean, like, really? You're going to ask about ratio? We got to do math?
No, we don't. Like, you know, it's just the way I talk. You don't have to have a ratio. I'm just,
I don't,
but
okay,
kind
cool.
of.
Because I was a little concerned about, you know, it took me a minute to think about what would that mean. I mean, I could say the entirely wrong fucking ratio, and I would be ruined, you know? So I'm going to
no,
go
you just be being honest.
I would be honest, and that's important. I don't mind being ruined in my honesty, Kelly. So I'm thinking, here's one of the things that I firmly believe. I don't make love when I don't feel it. I just don't. I have to feel
okay.
it. And I'll say what it is. It is a desire to give and receive. It's a desire for reciprocity. It's a desire for connection. It's a desire for increase, shared increase versus just taking. I don't like to take. I like to give. When it comes to lovemaking, I love to give. And so I am cautious, and I mean this shit seriously. I am very cautious about to whom I give and from whom I take. And with that in mind, I am more often, far more often, to be 1,000% present in those moments. 1,000% there.
That's awesome.
No to the left. None of that. Nope. Nope.
That is awesome.
Nope. Straight,
and you,
straight in the eyes.
So, but it wasn't always like that for you? Or has it always been that way for you?
No. It wasn't always that way for me. Because
okay.
there were actually times where I just didn't trust myself in the act. And it was like truly kind of going through the motions, or, you know,
okay.
some people do. I think men and women alike go through this performance thing. You're trying to get someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure for me isn't about getting someplace. Pleasure is about being someplace.
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, really being there. Fully being there, not trying to get any place, not trying to accomplish anything, but being there and exploring in that space. So
that's so good.
I see the benefits of being there. And if I can't see the benefits of being there, I don't go there at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the difference between like fast food sex and like gourmet sex, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally one of the pillars of like gourmet sex is like, it's not about like getting somewhere, like the climax and the org. It's like it's about being there, like you said, and exploring inside that fucking space of intention and this is about us and like, what can we discover here, right? And so, yeah, that's one of the pillars for sure of gourmet sex.
You remind me, something that you said just reminded me of one of the songs that I always lean on when I talk about sex and the struggle. And it is a song by Maxwell. And it's called Stop the World.
Okay.
And it's a song where he's essentially saying, It's time to turn off the outside world. It's just about me and you right now. And I love that song.
I
love it. He's saying, someone stop the world. Because right now it's just about me and you. We don't care what's going on. He says, let the world rage outside. Let them do whatever the hell they're doing out there.
Yeah,
you and
I
me,
love it.
We're safe right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why, you know, we talk about sex and the struggle. We talk about Yummy Liberation. You know, he could have named that song Yummy Liberation, Kelly. Someone stop the world. He could have named it Yummy Liberation.
Mm, that's good.
He could have
totally
just pulled
name
back.
Our song that.
What, Yummy Liberation?
Yeah.
That we don't have a choice. I thought that was a given, though. I just thought that.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
can you imagine us having?
That.
Yeah, I was just thinking. You know, imagine us having a show called Yummy Liberation, and we call the theme song some other shit. That's just, you know, you'd be like, wait a minute. I mean, we're trying to get the brand right, right? We got to call it Yummy Liberation.
It has to be.
And I'm thinking we can have, like, a lot of flavors.
A lot of flavors of...
Yummy.
Yummy. Yeah. Totally. And there are many flavors of yummy. And this is where, like, I want people to get to is, like, this place and this space of the yumminess, like, in their lives, and especially in their love lives. It's so important. And get to the place and the space where a woman can be really open and honest and vulnerable in her wants and her desires, and then a man can be the same. And there's not enough sex. There's not enough sex happening. Definitely not.
Would you think, Kelly? Go ahead, please finish the thought. There's not enough happening to even get.
There's not even enough happening even between, especially between married couples. There's just not enough that's even happening to even get to the space and place of, oh, this is us. This is, you know, let's explore in this integral space together. There's not even enough happening to begin with. So that's a whole other thing. And oh my gosh, we could create just a whole fucking course around, gourmet fucking sex.
And, I love the term gourmet.
Yeah. And God, there's so much information, but okay, go ahead with what you were saying.
I think I was going to say something about gourmet and when you talk about there's not enough going on or not enough sex on, I think it is so easy to see in the outside world, in the way that people treat one another, the way that people interact with one another. It's so obvious to me, Kelly, that mean we can be in public, how unattached and unconcerned we are in our public life. That says every fucking thing about our private life. That's why I talk about social healing through sexual healing. You want to change the fucking world. Everybody can do their part. Fuck. There you go. That's my answer.
Oh my gosh, I love your answer. Your answer is the best answer ever. I totally agree. Why doesn't everyone see life this way, Ulysses? I don't understand it. It's just so fucking simple.
And each one of us can do something about that. You know, I get into this thing sometimes with people about social justice. I'm like, how about some sexual justice, baby? That's something that you can manage. You can go protest with the rest of them. Now, if all of them went home and had sex, man, that next protest would be the fucking bomb.
I know. But so this goes back to, like, you know, most people have most of their issues because most people are focused on everything else outside of themselves, except for right. the shit that they can fucking control, which is themselves. And so
that's right.
Getting down to who the fuck you are, the truth of that, and right. fucking owning it, emanating it, exuding it, embodying it, and then you'll attract people who are on that same wavelength, that same frequency. So, yeah.
You know, Kelly, we are already at less than 5 minutes to go.
I can't believe that.
No, I can't either. And see, this is what happens when you're talking about sex. Time flies. It flies.
Next time it needs to be much more juicy and much more raunchy. I've got lots of questions from women.
And so one of the things that we'll do, we're going to make this one. We're going to make that the name of the next episode, Yummy Liberation with Kelly V. Much more juicy, much more raunchy. That's what we're going to call
okay.
the next show. Is that okay? Is that okay? I'm
yeah.
just making
yeah,
this
totally.
Much,
yeah, totally.
You have
I've
to remind me. Much more juicy,
questions.
Much more raunchy. Yeah. Okay.
Raunchy.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. You got a list of questions from women or for women?
I said I've had tons of different questions that through the years I've, you know, made a library of questions, and they're the things that I talk about often and blog about, microblog often and teach about often. So I think that it'll be very awesome and interesting to just, you know, start with, you know, one of the many topics that women have questions around, and we both talk about it because your perspective as a man is so interesting and so helpful and important, as well as mine, my take on it.
I couldn't agree more. And
yeah,
one of the things I want to do, since we know that that's what we're going to do, I'm gonna see what we can do to get some people to offer up some questions between now and next week. Just see what we might have that might be like what you're asking. Let's see what we have that is unlike it. But I love the idea of hearing, you know, like that catalog of questions that you've compiled over the period of time. You've been doing this for a long time. And let me take that back, because I don't even like to talk about time. You've been doing this in a deep qualitative way, and time has nothing to do with quality. Quality and quantity are two entirely different things, and you've been on this thing from a quality standpoint. You have gone through your stuff, and I think part of what makes you so Kelly V is that you have the experience. And you have come through in a yummy liberation kind of way. And now you can tell some stories. You can share, because you've seen both sides of it.
Yeah.
And some people
sure.
are stuck. Some people got stuck in there. You know, it's like you ran through this like forest and you got to the other side and you're looking back and there's still some people in there like wandering around in circles.
Yeah. And it's our duty to like, you know, go in there like, hey, what's up? Come on. This is the way through.
Let's
get you to the other side of this. So
that's
I feel
right.
like, yeah, when you've come out the other side, it is your duty to go back and help everyone who are still running around in circles.
That is right. Absolutely. Well, if people want to find you between now and next week, Kelly V, how do people find you?
Yes. So www.kellyvandiver.com. You can go there. The new site is about to launch in the next couple of weeks, and you can go and get on the wait list, and you'll know exactly when we go live, because I'm in transition from going brick and mortar to my online practice. So that's where everyone can find me.
Right on. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter. This has been Yummy Liberation with Kelly V. Tune in tonight for Sex and the Struggle. We're going to be back on tonight at 9 p.m. And,
I can't wait to listen
Kelly
to that.
V. Oh, I can't wait. We're going to have everybody that's going to be with us this weekend on tonight. So it's going to be amazing.
So cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to make sure that you know that that's going on. And we're going to let people know when this piece that we just did, this broadcast, is available for replay, because they're going to love this. But next week, raunchy and juicy, more raunchy, more juicy.
More raunchy, more juice.
Right on. All right, sister. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to doing this again next week.
Absolutely. All right. Bye.
All right.